You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says leaks of government information get a bad rap, and they're an important part of keeping the public informed.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. This week, a jury awarded $6.7 million to a former female inmate at the Milwaukee County Jail. The woman said she was raped at least five times by a correctional officer there.
Robert Menser joins us now, as he does every Friday. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hello.
Well, tell us the story of this court settlement in this Milwaukee County Jail inmate.
Yes, yeah, so there are two key findings here. The first was the jury's decision to award $6.7 million to a woman who was raped by a jail guard when she was an inmate in the Milwaukee County Jail. The second is the finding that the jail was wrong to keep her shackled to her hospital bed while she was in labor and giving birth to her daughter in 2013, and the finding that there was, quote, no legitimate government purpose to do that.
So who, on the damage side of this, who is paying the damages awarded to the plaintiff?
So Milwaukee County is on the hook. So what happens? So the woman here is not named in news reports because she's a victim of a crime. She first came forward a couple years ago, gave a long interview to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about her experience, and also brought this to the fore, right? So. And a guard named Xavier Thicklin was charged with multiple counts of sexual assault in the case. He later pled guilty to a lesser charge, and he was fired from his job. And then there was this was a civil lawsuit that came in the wake of that criminal case.
Now, this comes amidst a lot of news coming out of the Milwaukee County Jail. Can you put this story into the larger context there?
Right. Now, exactly. Now, so this story is significant on its own, for sure, but it also fits into this larger story about Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, the alleged mismanagement of the jail. It follows very closely on the conclusion of an inquest last month that recommended criminal charges against seven jail staff members in the death by dehydration of an inmate who was left in his cell without water for 7 days. And that death is one of four deaths in the jail in recent years. So this case, which does not involve a death, did involve criminal actions as well as bad, inhumane policy decisions by the jail. And so it is seen as, and that's sort of what makes it especially interesting, is that it is part of this larger discussion about how that institution is run and the leadership of Sheriff Clark.
Now, these stories have been coming out one at a time. This one because of the civil suit and the ruling there. Others because of the deaths being investigated individually. Has there been any talk that you know of a wider overall investigation?
Well, there is the thing that Sheriff Clark would like nothing more than for this to be fit into sort of a partisan lens, right? In general, his reaction has been that I have these political enemies. They don't like me because I'm, Team Trump, or I'm a conservative and outspoken about it. And these people are after me. But at some point, like, there is an accretion of these incidents, and it feels like the counter argument to that is that there is a pattern here. This is not at some point you can't call these isolated incidents.
Talking to Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at some of the top stories in Wisconsin news over the last week. Let's go back to last weekend. Rob, Democrats had their annual state convention. This comes after another election cycle that is a low point in a series of low points for Democrats in the state. What was the general tone of the convention?
Well, it seems like the general tone of the convention was fairly upbeat, right? The Democrats reelected Martha Lanning to be the party chairwoman. pretty handily, actually. On the face of it, you know, as you say, the things really couldn't have gone worse for the Democratic Party in 2016. But whatever happened in November is may feel like ancient history, or the something has changed. It is definitely the case that in the Trump era, the sort of activist energy is with the Democrats, and so the way that the tone of that gathering was more about building on that energy and sort of getting psyched up for 2018 elections that are coming, much more so than sort of backbiting or attempts at unseating leadership who. Demonstrably, I mean, like, whether, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that, but, like, I don't think any Democrat would say that that 2016 went the way that they hoped it would.
You mentioned that 2018 election coming up, two big high-profile statewide races, U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin, incumbent there, so she'll be running against a Republican challenger. Governor Scott Walker, I don't know if he's actually said the official words, "I am running."
Oh, he said it. Who is he kidding?
Right.
He's all but said it.
He has said he would wait till after the state budget is done to make that formal announcement anyway. But so that leaves the Democrats trying to figure out who's going to run against him. What do we know about the Democratic field for governor next year?
Sure. Well, it's early yet. So, you know, you never know, right? Someone can come on strong closer to the actual vote. But so, you know, we know some things just as of this week. We know that Democrats at the convention favored Senator Kathleen Vinehout for governor. She won the sort of straw poll that they have. She was in the primary last time around, but she dropped out after she had a bad car accident. She's kind of an interesting figure. She's a dairy farmer from Alma. So her district is in rural western Wisconsin, well outside of the Madison and Milwaukee sort of Democratic strongholds. And she's also a health policy wonk with a PhD. And then the other thing that happened this week was the Madison mayor, Paul Soglin, floated a run for governor himself. Soglin's been around for a very long time. He has a long career in Madison. And he's known to be sort of a blunt guy. And his case for running for governor is that he can tap into the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party, run kind of an "I'm from Madison and I'm proud of it" campaign. And who knows, maybe that style of politics seems to be on the rise. So you never know.
And finally, news broke this week that the Marinette County District Attorney resigned in protest over state funding levels and a lack of employees there. Can you tell us about that story?
Right. This is really interesting. Yeah, Marinette County's District Attorney Alan Bry quit his job. His last day was Friday, he told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that, quote, "morally, I can't continue working in a system that treats victims this way." So he cited the backlog of cases, the lack of staff support for the job. And it is true. It's been a very long time since the state has increased the budget for prosecutors. It's been since Governor Tommy Thompson, to give you a sense. So this is like a longstanding issue. And there are independent studies that say Wisconsin falls well short of recommended standards. So his resigning, he said he hoped to shine a light on that. And it was a sort of thing that was getting responses from prosecutors all over the state saying that the problems that he's pointing out are real.
Is there any thought that this light on the issue is going to make any difference as lawmakers go through the state budget?
Well, you know, it's hard. It's a bit hard to predict. The easy answer would be probably not, and maybe not. But you know, it's a bit weird that prosecutors are law enforcement. The state budgets have habitually increased funding for the Department of Justice or for police. And so it doesn't seem like it should be an impossible thing to ask. And, you know, the truth is that DAs have a lot of discretion. They have a lot of power in our justice system. And, it's at the same time, it's not you know, no one could say that it's the ideal case to have these sort of thousands of cases of backlogs and them having to sort of constantly be in triage mode. So it feels like it's a real issue and one that that probably deserves a debate.
We'll leave it there for now. Rob, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. He joins us every Friday for a look at some of the week's biggest news.